I began to visualize a large self-portrait on canvas. And often an artist will use a grid to guide the painting layout. Hello, my name is Paul Chase, and you're looking at a self-portrait created by me a few months ago. So the grid, why not a grid formed by 64 8-inch square mini canvases? I thought about this a long time. I purchased a large amount of pre-stretched canvases, but was not sure what would be the background with all the squares to bring the viewer close, as well as the dramatic size of the portrait. I'm always inspired by words of other artists, and famous artists in history seem especially encouraging. At that point, I decided it would be a perfect solution for the background of the 64 small canvases, a short, powerful statement that would encourage. Great idea, but so much work, preparation, not my favorite thing to do as an artist. Usually, I like to go right at the painting or sculpture with an idea in mind and let the design change as I go along. I started searching for quotes by artists. That was fun. So many great and inspiring words, like by Vincent van Gogh, "I am seeking, I am striving, I am in it with all my heart." Somewhere on this painting you will find that, and probably others similar. Words like that propelled me onward. Find 64 quotes, then begin to write them or paint the words on a pile of canvases. Best first, I use a pencil, I thought, to make sure the quotes fit. Only use short quotes to fit in such a small area. I didn't know where to begin. It was step by step, little by little, just 10 quotes a day in pencil. And as Matisse once said, creativity takes courage. You'll also find that somewhere on the painting. I finished the stack of canvases. Well, then what? Of course, I was thinking day and night of what I have to do to make the quotes readable, but not overwhelming in the overall paint. Transparent yet opaque. There, but not there. A secret, but obvious. From a distance, just colors and tones and textures, but close up, a history of artists. Francis Bacon said, "The job of an artist is always to deepen the mystery." The plan became obvious for a colorful background behind the lighter colors of self-portrait. First, go over the pencil script in each of the 64 canvases with a fine black marker. Keep the lettering like an artist's signature, personal. I envisioned wild pastel colors, almost like tie-dye. I tried watercolors, but they did not like the canvas, or the canvas did not like them. I had a set of fabric dye, very concentrated and intense. With some experimentation, I began the taking of painting 64 canvases with multiple colors of dye and splashing water here and there to create the bleeds, again, much like tie-dye. George O'Keefe said, "I found I could say things with color and shape that I could not say any other way, things I had no words for." And sidebar, I am actually related to George O'Keefe, a distant relative. We both grew up in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. She was my grandmother's first cousin. So there will be several quotes of George O'Keefe in this painting. Okay, I'm ready. That was done. The mini canvases were lettered and painted. I thought they were too light overall. The text was too dark. They needed to be darkened. So I carefully used a wash of black acrylic and went over the 64 canvases. That worked. Salvador Dali said, "Have no fear of perfection. You'll never reach it." Another quote from the canvas. I began to attach the canvases to two 32 by 64 plastic panels. Connect the two panels and move the large canvas to the easel. The surface was ready for the portrait. From this point, things progressed like a painting. I worked on various colors of the portrait, but always kept in mind that the background colors and words needed to show through somewhat. Claude Monet, color is my day-long obsession, joy and torment. Again, you'll find this quote in there. When the overall painting is finished, I wanted more script, signatures, quotes over the entire area. I invited my artist friends to come in and sign, add quotes, have fun. And I added quotes of my own all over the place in lighter, using dark or lighter colored pencils. I had to sign the final work of art, so there are lots of Paul Chases all over the place. I hope you enjoy the presentation and enjoy finding little secrets